I suggest you get your affairs in order. Not a fun phrase, one normally associated with a doctorly detonation of a health bomb. Only so long to live, so much left to do. In this quiet, nearly empty church, we can feel some of the quiet, nearly empty emotions of those tracing out a quick list upon hearing such words. Worried about their health, worried about what may come, worried about what may remain. I suggest you get your affairs in order. We think first about life and death here, but the ordering of affairs can be on a slightly less significant plane as well. Amid remote offices and restricted gatherings, we at St. Rita are getting ready, for instance, for a pastor change, a transition I don't change my thoughts from often, affairs to order aplenty. Have I ever told you about our previous transition, the one I participated in through the indoor, not the going outdoor? Two things stick out from that. I remember very clearly the parish listening sessions held in the spring before Father Jim and I found ourselves formally arrived, chiefly to help with the seminary in preparation for our new partnership. Maybe about 30 people or so attended the two sessions. Pat Schonberg was one of them. Pat since told me in the picture of Archbishop Rummel laying the cornerstone of the church, she can pick out her mom, the wearer of a very distinctive hat, apparently. So what did this cornerstone parishioner have to say at a listening session? Raising her hand, Pat began excitedly with some complimentary remarks and continued in her fashion excitedly with a question. Can we get a, what do you call it? A website? Can we get a website for the church? Transition memory number two, already aware that there was no budget and apparently no website either, I took a tour of the grounds. It might have lasted a total of 10 minutes, with the only restrictions I received being toward the end, just before moving through the back door of the priest house. Quote, make sure to clean out the dryer lint tray. I have excitedly maintained a website and religiously cleaned out the lint tray ever since. I have a bit of a longer list of affairs to get in order, or at least to pass on, those little details that make a community. But the more I think about it, the less it's about the minutiae, those particular details. Father Patrick knows finances better than I ever will, right? Small faith groups only need a little push. The bulletin will one day find an editor, and our new garden will find its right watering schedule. The affairs to order seem less about details, more about mindset. Don't take Alex or the Conkertons, Gary or Mark Romig, our young adults or school scholars, for granted. I think I'd start there. See, in the Pine Street apartments, our religious sisters, our social work, a real mode of expression of our sacramental prayer. Try to stand upwind from Joe's smoke plume before Mass and to encourage his every third idea or so. I suggest you get your affairs in order. I don't know how well I'll pull this off, but I do know what seems to be grabbing my gaze seems to be in some alignment with Jesus's. Before the Feast of Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to pass from this world to the Father. Our Holy Thursday readings could go a lot of different places. Each gospel has a version of the Last Supper, after all. And yet, John has the pride of place. Seeing Jesus at the head of the table, aware his hour was here. I suggest you get your affairs in order, we could imagine echoing in his head. When thinking about the early church, this truly misfit band of friends whose only connecting point is Jesus, whose only real hope for transformation is Jesus, I'm always struck by how Jesus uses his hour. The first words of the New Testament would not be written for another 20 years or so. A word of the Gospels closer to 30. There's no instructional manual passed out during the serving of the bitter herbs and discussed over the lamb. Where's the 10-point evangelization plan, making the kingdom message accessible to any and all emerging markets? Missing all of them. What's present, though? Jesus rose from supper and took off his outer garments. He took a towel and tied it around his waist. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and dry them with the towel around his waist. This is what he wants to leave the apostles with: mindset more than minutia, love before logistics. I have given you a model to follow, so that as I have done for you, you also should do. Jesus takes the lowest servant post, takes feet in hand without gloves or mask, finds expression of faith there at this most entry level of positions. If we're thinking about the affairs we need to get in order, we probably should start there. The way we humbly, simply offer charity. The way God makes beautiful the revolting portions of our lives. The way we are called to lower ourselves, empty ourselves, and thus help cleanse others. Jesus' hour has come, and this is what he makes time for: a change in mindset, a chance to point to humble service. May it be so seen in St. Rita Parish, by so being seen in the lives of us each.